who are totally different from you. Therein is enrichment. Next, expose yourself to art, to literature, and music for ideas. Read. Now, I know that is a joke. I sat where you sat and said, if I ever get my degree, I will never read another book as long as I live. You will. Last, nurture hobbies. Nurture hobbies. Get involved in something totally unrelated to your call and your profession, and become, at all cost, multidimensional. It's very contagious. You need to do something other than church in your life. I wish we could talk about that. I'd like to tell you about my hobbies, my friends, that when I'm seen with some of them, my spiritual friends say, what in the world has he done? I do have time to tell you about a very neat experience. Two Sundays ago, I have created a men's ministry group for personal enrichment. It's my need to be with them. 10 men, each of whom happens to be a Vietnam veteran. I am not. And I'm learning some wonderful things, and each of them are heavily psychologically damaged, and many of them are in Nashville because of our fabulous VA hospital. I discovered that one of in my group was turning 50 Sunday a week ago, and he is here from the island of Anguilla. He has left his family. He has no birth family. Our group is about his only friendship, and I'm really tender about holidays and birthdays. And so I said, Dave, I'd like to take you to breakfast. And in the course of breakfast, he was so excited to get to be with a friend as I was. And I said, okay, I'm an interviewer on the streets of America. I'd like to ask you, at age 50, what is the most significant positive remembrance in all of your 50 years? He did not flinch. He said to wake up face down in a rice paddy in Vietnam and to discover that I was not dead. Because he had been left for dead, having been shot. I don't know what that's like. But do you know what the Daves in my life are doing to this parochial, traditional convention, Dale Countyan from South Alabama? Think about it. And from what seedbed do ideas appear? Primarily from the scriptures. Always mind the scriptures for nuggets. Any idea may dart out from any passage at any time and become a nuclear idea. Now, as you begin to fine-tune your own unique brand of personal creativity and leadership excellence, remember the scripture again. I want to haunt you. Be a new and different person with a fresh newness in all you do and think. Because looking at things differently, striving for new and different perspectives can be risky. Inherently, it seems questioning the way things are, and that is always threatening to some. Abbott's allegory, later published as Flatland, was really a social satire, challenging the rigid class society of Victorian England, especially the low status of women. The embarrassed students who reluctantly climbed up on the desktop early in Dead Poets Society do so again, as you recall, at the film's conclusion, but this time their gesture is one of defiance against authority that they, with their new perspectives, have begun already to question. You see, questioning is what successful Christian leadership leads to. It is a process that often generates controversy and that can never be risk-free. As our friend John Dewey said, anyone who has begun to think places some portion of the world in jeopardy. And then again, so do those who don't think. Isn't it strange that princes and kings and clowns that caper in sawdust rings and common folk like you and me are builders for eternity? To each is given a bag of tools, a shapeless mass, and a book of rules. And each must make, ere time is flown, a stumbling block or a stepping stone. You have come to Southeastern with your bag of tools, your precious God gifts, your birthright, all of your special uniquenesses. You have been given a challenge of the shapeless masses, those incomplete persons in the churches that you will serve or currently serve, who are waiting for you to help them to mold the next chapter in their Christian maturation process. And you have found resources here in the Book of Life that give you guidelines for using your bag of tools to shape the shapeless masses so that you too, in His ministry, in His love, and under His guidance, can help persons for the rest of your life to find the stepping stone to Him that they are seeking today. When then might you begin?